Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
You had a first date, it was great. Could this be the one? Will there be a second date? And then out of nowhere, you hear nothing. But things were going so well. Catherine is joining us this morning. Catherine, I hope this is a good time to be on Second Date Update.
Yes, this is great. I love your show. Thank you for calling me back.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're happy to have you here. What's going on with Austin?
Okay, so I had a date with Austin about 3 weeks ago. Everything was great, more than great. And basically, I can't figure out why he hasn't contacted me. I mean, we had this awesome meal. We went to a great movie. And we even kissed goodnight.
Wow. So, sounds like it went pretty well. Yeah.
Right, it totally did. And we were, like, laughing and just joking, having this great time and, like, flirting, held hands in the movie. Really, really nice.
I can tell how excited you are about this guy or the possibility of dating Austin. And so you've obviously tried to call him or text him or message him, and he's just not getting back to you, right?
Yeah, so exactly. So I left him two messages. I didn't want to, you know, come off as pushy, just like, you know, thank you and just checking in. And, you know, I wanted to give him space, but I haven't heard anything. And so I'm like, what happened? I'm kind of like, did I do something, say something? So
that's a mystery.
Find out what happened.
Yeah, a couple of voicemails and some text messages certainly should have some kind of response if you guys had that great of a night, you know?
Yes, I totally thought so.
Okay. So, Catherine, with your permission, we're going to call Austin and see what's up.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Austin.
Austin? Yeah, this is Austin. Who's this?
Hey, Austin, sorry to trouble you this morning. We texted you a few moments ago. I don't know if you got it or not, but it's Thunder and PT here. We're on the air at 102.9 The Wolf, and we are calling. This is something we call we call Second Date Update. We want to talk to you about this nice date you went on with Catherine a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we just want to know if you had a good time.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool, actually. It's just kind of what happened at the end of the night that was a little weird, but yeah.
Well, okay, so what happened then? Because she said the date went really, really well.
I mean, yeah, no, the date went great. You know, we had a good time, we hung out, you know, and at the end of the night, you know, dropped her off, did the gentleman thing, obviously, and, you know, walked her to her door. We had a little moment there, you know, a little hug, you know, a little kiss sort of thing.
Sure.
But I got back to my car, and I got a text message from her, and I was like, oh, this is great. That was pretty quick. You know, must have left an impression. And when I opened it to read it, it said, I love you.
Whoa, that's a little fast.
Yeah.
Wait,
what I was thinking.
Wait a second. Hi, it's me. It's Catherine. Hold on. I didn't write that. I didn't text that. I didn't send a message saying I love you.
I mean, I can pull it up. I can look at it right here. It clearly says I love you from your number. I mean, unless...
Oh, my gosh. I don't understand how that could have happened. I totally...
I don't either.
I didn't write that. Oh, my gosh.
It's right here. I mean...
Catherine, can you explain this at all? Because Austin's saying that he's got a text from your number saying that you love him. I mean, listen, obviously it's an accident or something.
Okay, listen, I swear I didn't write that, but I'm thinking right now that my little baby brother might have written that.
Oh, classic.
So I have a little brother always messing with my phone, and... I think he must have sent that and then maybe erased it right after so I didn't see it. I'm so sorry, but that would be the only explanation because I swear I didn't know that.
Austin, do you... Wait, Austin, are you believing the story?
I mean, you know, I have a little sibling, so younger sister, so okay. I've done some mean things to her, so that kind of makes sense.
And listen, I think the text, no matter who it came from, is very sweet, but that must have come as a shock.
I mean, I was flattered by the text. I mean, it was cool, but, you know, it just seemed a little weird, like I said. That's why I was kind of thrown out.
Listen, Austin, you can be flattered by it, but it was written by my baby brother. I'm sure of it.
So, Catherine, you're saying this is kind of weird from a dating standpoint, but you don't love Austin, or at least not yet.
Well, listen, I'm not saying anything in either direction. I'm just saying I did not write that particular text. And listen, Austin, if that is what's standing in our way, I'd love to hear out again if you're interested, and I will have a talking to with my baby brother.
Yes. Yeah, probably should. Or at least hold on to your phone.
All right, we're hearing a yes. All right,
we're good. Catherine, change that password on your phone so your little brother can't get after it.
Will do.
All right, and here's the thing. Catherine may not love Austin yet, but we want to say this to both of you. We love you. Okay, crickets. Okay. Okay, was that awkward? That's weird. That's like, okay.
Too soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On The Wolf.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.